Hello, doctor's office.
Hello, this is Naya with the Department of Veteran Affairs CHAMP-VA program, returning a call.
Good afternoon. This is Felix. I just requested a call back to verify eligibility and benefit for the patient.
Okay, I can help you with that. What's a good phone number just in case we get disconnected?
It is the same which you have dialed. It is 843-872-0241. No extension.
Thank you. Can I have the tax ID number, please?
Sure. 4707-54790.
Thank you. And what is the patient's social or member ID, please?
38764830.
Thank you. And what was the first and last name?
Patient's name is Barbara Dean.
Thank you. While I'm waiting for the system to load, we do have a brief survey at the end of our call. We also have an email survey. Would you like to provide an email for the survey?
No email for today.
Okay, sounds good. And I'm sorry, I'm actually having trouble locating the patient's profile. Can I have you confirm the date of birth?
Sure, patient's date of birth is 8/8/1954.
Thank you. Okay, so I show here. The patient is eligible and active. CHAMP-VA is secondary to Medicare Part A and B. The effective date is 11/28/2001, and the termination date is 8/8/2074. And being secondary, that means we would cover 100% of our allowable amount or the patient responsibility left over, whichever one is less. And that does include the deductible, copay, and coinsurance from the primary.
Got it. Thank you for that. And can you spell out your name for me?
That's N as in Nancy, Y as in Yankee, A as in Alpha. First initial to my last name is G, like girl.
Okay, can I have the reference number after 25-OCCFM?
And yes, it is.
I have two more patients to check. If you can help me, that would be really appreciated.
Of course. So that is 85-2077-4598.
All right, and I'm ready with the next patient whenever you are.
Let me just get it open. Okay, I am ready for the next one.
All right, member ID 508-649-901.
Thank you. And what was the patient's first and last name, please?
Patient's name is Donna Goddard, date of birth 8/28/1950.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you.
All right, so I show here the patient is eligible and active, CHAMP-VA secondary to Medicare Part A and B, with an effective date of 1/30/2006, and that term date is 8/28/2070. And being secondary for this patient means we would cover 100% of our allowable amount for the patient responsibility left over, whichever one is less, including deductible, copay, and coinsurance from the primary.
All right. And same reference number for this one?
Yes, the call reference number will be the same for the entire call.
All right, we can proceed to the last patient now.
All right, one moment. I'm ready for the next one.
5214217403.
Alright. And what is the patient's name, please?
Patient's name is Beverly Adams, date of birth 10/15/1935.
Can I have you spell the patient's last name, please?
Sure. Patient's last name spell as E Echo D David E Echo N N C S M.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, one moment.
Sure.
I'm sorry, one moment. I'm having issues trying to locate the patient.
If you want me to spell patient's first name, I can spell it for you.
Oh, no, that's okay. It's my system. It's still loading. Okay. So I show here this patient is eligible and active. CHAMP-VA is listed as secondary to Medicare Part A and B. The effective date is 1-6-2011, and the termination date is 10-15-2055. And for this patient, being secondary means we would cover 100% of our allowable amount or the patient responsibility leftover, whichever one is less, including deductible, copay, and coinsurance.
All right. And yeah, that's it. Thank you for that information. I really appreciate that. Have a good day. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, and I hope you have a great day as well.
Thank you for